Almost 1.3 million Australians have up until 8 o'clock tonight to get themselves on the electoral roll in order to be able to vote in the election on September the 7th. Advances in technology mean the Australian Electoral Commission can now identify those who qualify but haven't yet enrolled to vote. Mike Woods spoke to Phil Dyack from the AEC, who says it's now easier than ever to get yourself onto the roll.
It's straightforward. You go to the AEC website, both to check your enrolment or to enrol fully online, as you can do now. And if you need any help, you just call our hotline 132326.
Do I get fined if I'm not on the roll and should be?
There are penalties for people who aren't enrolled, but it does become a court matter. And the AEC's energies are much more about encouraging people to get on the roll and have their say. We find that people are not outrightly resistant to enrolling. They just need a reminder and a nudge and no time like the present, because you only have until 8 p.m. this evening to return your enrolment to the AEC.
Some people might be confused about what seat they're actually in because some seat boundaries have changed. How do they check that?
There have been redistributions in Victoria and South Australia, but people are automatically moved to the new seat if there has been a change. They don't need to take action. However, if people have moved address since the last election themselves, even if it's just around the corner, they do need to update their enrolment so that they're enrolling for the correct address in the correct electorate. And they need to do that by 8 p.m. this evening.
If I'm going to be out of the electorate on polling day, where can I find a pre-poll centre?
From the 20th of August, there's about 500 of those across the country that'll begin to open from that date, and that information will be on the AEC website.
Phil, is it too late to apply for a postal vote?
It's not too late to apply for a postal vote. You can go through the AEC website. All candidates and parties do provide postal vote applications in with their brochures and literature in people's letterboxes. But you can apply direct to the AEC website for your postal vote.
What happens if I don't vote at all? What's the penalty?
There is a penalty for not voting of $20. And it can go up from there if the matter goes further, if the person wishes to contest that. The AEC conducts a very close check of all the voter lists after the election. It actually looks at millions of pages of voter lists. It scans and compares all of those things and goes through quite a complete process of identifying non-voters or who we think are non-voters at first blush. And then we write to all of those people to ask if they can provide a valid and sufficient reason. But I should say that the AEC standpoint, after, you know, getting on the roll, the important thing is to have your say.
What time do the polls open on September 7?
8 a.m. and they close at 6 p.m. sharp. When you do vote, you'll be asked three questions, your name, your address, and you will be asked to declare that you haven't voted before today. So it's very important, if you're not going to be available on September 7 to vote in your local polling place, you can have an absent vote at any other polling place within your home state. If you're travelling interstate, however, it's only the bigger polling places like Sydney Town Hall and the like that offer interstate votes. You shouldn't assume that every polling place will offer interstate votes. And of course, it's straightforward if you're planning now to have an early pre-poll vote before you go.
Making it as easy as possible, folks. That's Phil Dyack, spokesman for the Australian Electoral Commission. And if you're not enrolled to vote, if you moved house, check if you're on the rolls. You've only got until 8 o'clock tonight to get yourself enrolled. aec.gov.au. Go there, click on Enrol to Vote and have your say.